In a world where more and more homes have paper shredders, identity theft is a real problem. This week on You in the Law, attorney Diane Tiveron is here talking about identity theft. Did I do the right thing in buying one of these home paper shredders?
You did one of the right things. That's certainly one of the things that can help in avoiding identity theft. Presuming that that's something that you can truly protect against, that's surely one of the things that you should do, along with many other things.
Should you take advantage of this annual free credit report?
Absolutely. I mean, it's free, number one, so the price is right. And it allows you to monitor any activity that is not yours. It gives you a good snapshot. Make sure that there's activity that does not belong to you, that there's not an errant credit card that you didn't apply for, or that there's information on there that allows you to clean up cards that are not in use. You should close them, and anything that's unusual, you'll see that.
Probably channeling the spirit of my grandfather who ran a bank, should I also very carefully read any credit statements I get every month and check the photocopies of the checks that are attached to it?
Absolutely. You should do a few things. You should mentally note when you're going to get your credit card statements and when you're going to get your bank statements so that you make sure that you receive them at the same time or at the appropriate times every month. Not getting a bank account is a sign, perhaps, that someone may have taken that. Not getting a bank statement, I should say, is a sign that someone may have taken your bank statement from your mailbox and could use that information. So you definitely have to look through your credit card statements, scour them carefully, make sure that there isn't any unusual activity, and make sure all of it is yours.
Is there an issue with parents these days in terms of parents coming from a generation where they trusted people?
I think it's one of the biggest areas, I think, of concern. I mean, I see how our population is changing and how people my generation are dealing with and contending with the issue of elderly parents. And it's a sweet thing to see that they still have a great deal of trust. And a great deal of they don't want to be rude, so they're not the kind that will hang up the phone if they get a call from someone that they don't recognize. But absolutely, they're because they're the most trusting. It's hard to instill in them that there are people out there that are trying to harm them. So I think that it takes constant vigilance and constant sort of pounding to convince elderly parents not to answer doors, not to talk to people on the phone, not to deal with the charitable solicitations that they might get via the telephone, as much as they want to give to someone who is looks like they're in obvious need, or even to deal with some of the charitable solicitations that come to people's houses. It's just, I think, a constant struggle, but it's one that's worthwhile because they have a lot of money saved and they have a lot to lose.
My father's been dead for more than 30 years, and his name still shows up occasionally on advertising solicitations. Do you ever get off these lists?
I don't know. I mean, I have the same experience with my mom, and she's passed away now for 20 years, and I still get mail for her. And it's I don't know who keeps these lists, and I don't know where they started from, but I certainly see evidence that your name can last for a long time.
When you talk to your clients, is there a surprising area that's a problem?
It's not really an issue of identity theft. I think the surprising area of problems for me are people's own families or our own trusted friends or family members. It's a little off the subject, but I guess that's a good point, is that sometimes you can't even trust the people that you think. And I hate to encourage those sorts of ideas in today's society, but I certainly see a lot of elderly people that are taken advantage of by people that they're supposed to trust.
An argument, of course, I suspect, for powers of attorney and that sort of thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely it is. Make those decisions when you're competent and you know who it is that you want to take care of your affairs when you're not able to.
If you're involved in working on an estate, do you ever check and make sure that the real property that you think this person owns is still owned by them?
Absolutely. I mean, at some point in time, the administration of an estate makes involves making sure that you have a deed and you have the correct legal description and that person still owns that property. Absolutely.
Today here on You and the Law, attorney Diane Tivron has been here, and we've been talking about identity theft. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.